USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
According to new data, COVID-19 cases are on the rise in the United States. A new report from the COVID Tracking Project says COVID cases rose by 11% last week, with Midwest states seeing the biggest rises. At least 29 states have seen cases increasing for at least the last 2 weeks. Deaths, however, have fallen 3% from a week ago. Wall Street snapped a four-day winning streak as the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down more than 150 points to shed a little more than 0.5%. The S&P 500 fell 0.6%, and the NASDAQ Composite was slightly off, closing just shy of 11,900 points. Investors showed uncertainty at the state of negotiations over a coronavirus stimulus package. They also reacted to a mixed day of corporate earnings announcements and news that a late-stage trial of a coronavirus treatment was being halted by Eli Lilly due to safety concerns. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
For the first time, a man in the United States has caught COVID-19 twice, with the second round far more dangerous than the first. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
The 25-year-old needed hospital treatment after his lungs could not get enough oxygen into his body. Reinfections are rare, and he has now recovered. However, the study in the Lancet Infectious Diseases raises questions about how much immunity can be built up to the virus. The man from Nevada had no known health problems or immune defects that would make him vulnerable to COVID in the first place. Healthcare workers voice concern that this second round of COVID could knock down those rebounding from the first, and that the upcoming flu strain could be more devastating than usual. USA Radio News. I'm Val Dior.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will force a vote on a targeted coronavirus relief bill next week. In a statement Tuesday, McConnell said the bill would authorize up to $500 billion in aid and will be focused on schools, hospitals, and a new round of funding for the Paycheck Protection Program. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Judge Amy Coney Barrett has faced a litany of questions during the second day of her Supreme Court nomination hearing. She's been asked about a number of topics, including health care, which several Democratic senators have focused on. When asked about her criticism of Chief Justice John Roberts over his deciding vote to uphold the Affordable Care Act, she told Delaware Senator Chris Coons that her criticism was from an academic standpoint and that she's not out to destroy the ACA.
I'm standing before the committee today saying that I have the integrity to act consistently with my oath and apply the law as the law, to approach the ACA and every other statute without bias, and I have not made any commitments or deals or anything like that. I'm not here on a mission to destroy the Affordable Care Act. I'm just here to apply the law and adhere to the rule of law.
When pressed by Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein of California about President Trump's July tweet on delaying the election, Barrett said she would thoughtfully consider the case should it come before her.
If that question ever came before me, I would need to hear arguments from the litigants and read briefs and consult with my law clerks and talk to my colleagues and go through the opinion writing process. So, you know, if I give off-the-cuff answers, then I would be basically a legal pundit. And I don't think we want judges to be legal pundits. I think we want judges to approach cases thoughtfully and with an open mind.
Barrett will face 2 more days of questioning before the Senate Judiciary Committee before facing a final vote in the Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.